Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. I'm Bob Papa. Training camp week one underway. We've got a great show lined up for you. I'll talk with Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. You'll meet one of the new Giants, Cullen Jenkins. But to get things started, it's time to take a closer look at the Giants' defensive and offensive lines.
Our main goals for the offensive line during camp is to be to get better at our fundamentals of techniques, be more physical, better eye focus, get better with our techniques and coming off football. Will Beatty played 2012 season, played 16 games, got better each and every week, and I expect 2013. We're really looking for big things from Will and Beatty to keep improving. Chris Dean's a savvy vet. You know, he's a tough physical guy that, you know, in the weight room is powerful. He displays it on the football field. He loves playing the game because of the physical nature of the game. We're the bosses, really one guy that we're looking forward to being a leader for us. And we're looking for a big physical offensive center, as David Boss is. Kevin Booth is a versatile guy, and he can adjust to one thing or another. He has done nothing but good things each and every year, in particular this past year, in working his physical nature with his strength, speed, and agility, where he can play either guard position and also going to play center. David Beal is really hungry to get ready to go. You know, these guys want to play better than what we did last year, and they're looking forward to doing that. You know, David's done a good job in training camp thus far. Justin Pugh's a young guy. I think he has a bright future with the New York Giants, a guy that is going to make New York Giants fans proud because of the nature of the way he's learned to play, being in the room with our offensive linemen. Since we started in training camp, we're looking for some good things from James Brewer. He's a big, strong, athletic guy, given a lot of talent. Now we just have to get that talent out of him. Jim Cordell was somebody that has played center position primarily. He has played some guard and also long snap. So he's got some value to him in terms of being a guy that can compete for a starting job. Eric Herman's a big, strong rookie. It's fun to coach because he wants to play the game of football the way it's to be played. Fans with the New York Giants offensive line, you know, this year we are really committed to come out and be more consistent. And we be more consistent as an offensive line group as well as an offensive team.
Line on three. One, two, three. Line.
The main thing what we've talked about is just improvement, each individual improving. I think they've done a good job coming in the right frame of mind to accomplish that. And we know if we all improve individually, then we're as a group, then we're going to be where we want to be at the end of training camp. I think he's healthier than he's been since I've been here going into camp. I think he's going to bring a lot to us at the table as a pass rusher, you know, and we got to improve as a run player. JPP is, you know, it's still early. You know, obviously on the field, everybody knows what he can do, and we just got to get him ready to go for the season. He's another one's had the best offseason since I've been with him. I think he'll bring a lot to the table from as far as leadership, but toughness. He brings a lot of toughness to the table. Cullen brings a lot of explosiveness to our defensive line. He's had a great career, and I think this is a great fit for Cullen. Limbo is another one that really did a good job with his conditioning in the offseason. You know, just got to keep working on his explosiveness off of the line of scrimmage, keep his pad level down, and he's, you know, ready to go once we get in pass. Mike's another very explosive player. He's a lot like Cullen, built a lot like Cullen. Another guy that's going to give us some freedom as far as he can be in there in a run situation or a pass situation. Adrian obviously is a very effective player on special teams, but he's going to bring something to the table, not only as a pass rusher, but I think he's going to bring something to us as an every down player. Sean's a big anchor in there, a big body that presents a lot of problems for offensive lines. Marcus is not with us yet because he's on PUP. He's a very powerful young man inside. Anchors down, can hold double teams. Look for good things on Marcus. Demontre, he's a real long guy, and I really see him contributing early. Jonathan has really done a good job physically, taking care of himself in the offseason. What we can do out there against our offensive line, he's presented problems. What we want to put on the field is a more physical brand of ball than we saw last year. We want to be the defensive line that's been feared here for the last few years, and sometimes last year was. You know, that's what we keep talking about as a group, bringing energy and passion to our defense and be physical.
D-line on three. One, two, three. D-line.
That's a look at the Giants' offensive and defensive lines. One of the new faces, Cullen Jenkins, joins us after this timeout here on Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report. In the offseason, the Giants addressed their defensive line, including a talented young man who comes to the Big Blue from the Eagles. Cullen Jenkins was signed in the offseason by the Giants to help bolster their defensive line. Entering his 10th year in the National Football League, Jenkins spent the first 7 years with the Green Bay Packers and the last two with the Eagles. Jenkins has made a name for himself in the league with 38.5 sacks.
Well, Cullen Jenkins has been a good player we've faced for a long time. And he's very disruptive, whether it's playing the run or the pass. He makes plays all over the field, and he's quite a talented player that we're happy to add to our defensive line.
And we're joined by Cullen Jenkins. Cullen, talk about this first week of camp for you with the New York Giants and how you're acclimating so far.
It's been a fun experience so far. You know, getting used to the team here has been, it's been a pretty easy transition. You know, being that I've been with Coach Nunn from, you know, the past in Green Bay and, you know, just coming in, you know, atmosphere, a lot of veteran guys. So, you know, everybody's really helped me feel a part of the team.
All right, your role with this team, how do you envision your role with this team?
I'm just being versatile, you know, basically what I've been doing my whole career, you know, being able to play inside, outside, you know, whether they need me, you know, to play against the run, play against the pass, just pride myself on being able to help out whenever, wherever.
One of the things that you've done very well is rush the quarterback from the inside, 38.5 career sacks. Is that an area in which they want to sort of take what you do well and try to get more of it?
Absolutely, you know, especially with, you know, the ends they have here, you know, Jason, Tuck, Kiwi, you know, they get great pressure off the edge and, you know, I'm just trying to come in and help, you know, get that push up the middle. You know, Linville's doing a great job and, you know, if I can just help them get the push to help the ends out, you know, that would be great.
When you come into a new group, as you are, how tough is it to get the communication part? And I don't mean necessarily the verbal stuff, but some of the nonverbal stuff just to work off each other well.
It's always difficult. You know, you try to build relationships with guys over time, you know, especially, you know, in the pass rush situation. So, you know, if you can get to the point where you can just give a guy a look, you know, or, you know, set something up a couple plays before, you know, that's always works out the best. So, you know, it's something we have to just rep out and, you know, we have to get it in the practice time and, you know, off the field in the meeting room and, you know, just have that constant communication so that when we get to game time, we're comfortable.
Do we in the media and as fans maybe get a little too swept up in sacks and stuff like that? It really comes down to stopping the run first, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the sack number is, you know, it depends on a lot of things. You know, it can depend on, you know, the lead you have throughout the game and, you know, the down and distance. But, you know, if you're not stopping that run and getting the sticks in your favor, you know, the sacks aren't going to come.
Cullen, we appreciate a couple minutes. Welcome to the Giants.
All right, thank you, and thanks for having me.
That's New York Giants' Cullen Jenkins joining us here on the program. Now it's time for Sights and Sounds of Week 1 of Giants training camp.
You see it.
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. Training camp 2013 Super Bowl, man.
I got it.
Man, we out here in the heat turning up.
Another good day in the books, man.
That's a look at week one of Sights and Sounds. When we come back, the head coach of the New York Football Giants, Tom Coughlin, joins us here on Giants Access Blue, the training camp report after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. As always, we're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. Week one of training camp, coach, and it's got to be good to be back out on this field and getting work in, and not just in the classroom, but on the field.
It's always good to do that, Bob. The fields are in great shape. We've had tremendous fan support here, packed the other day for practice, but it's good to be outside. It's good to get the guys out there, get moving, evaluate what you have. Start with your practice schedules, move into the more sophisticated stuff as we go, evaluate all these young guys, how are they going to fit in, see where we are with some of the veteran guys that much is expected of, so very good to be outside.
What is the number one thing that you're trying to stress to your team here in training camp in preparation for this season?
So I've been a little tongue-in-cheek about most of what we've told the team this year, but we have five or six things that are going real hard. We want to lean back on that finish deal. We want to be a more physical football team. We're looking for great leadership. We're looking for people who are going to fight their way through the tough days, which they're coming. They're not here yet, but they're coming. And we'll know more about our team when we see that.
Obviously, you have some known quantities in your quarterback with Eli Manning and some of the guys that you have on defense, but there's also a lot of areas of competition. Is that what a coach likes to see as far as your evaluation? Because when you have competition, you get the best evaluation.
We had it at every spot, because there's nothing like that in terms of one player feeling it from the other player in terms of how good are you, how good are I. It becomes a pride thing that way. There isn't any question that we do have it in a lot of spots, and we certainly would like it in all.
All right. Obviously, the offensive line is an area where you drafted your number one draft pick, and there's competition on the offensive line with David Deal. But David's a proud guy who's been through a whole heck of a lot and won a couple rings for you. He's not going to give it up easy, is he?
Oh, no. He looks good. He's been practicing well, and the more the merrier. You know, the more of those guys. You know, we have some good big kids that you know, James Brewer's made really good progress. So we're looking hard at how this all fits together. Looking to get Chris Snee back in a short amount of time to get back in there again. And I think the idea up front there, the pride in which these guys operate and work, William Beattie has demonstrated a more mature approach right now. And so we're looking forward to this group getting back together. Some of the new ingredients, you mentioned Justin Prue, Eric Herman, you mentioned these young guys and how they're going to fit, and some of the guys that have been around here for a while that are starting you know, to make a move. Capers, Mosley, those kind of guys battling up there. The flexibility that Kevin Booth gives us when he goes from guard to center, you know, that type of thing. We have to see how all this is going to fit together. Of course, everybody has to, in those interior three spots, has got to be able to snap the ball to help us out when we need it.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. Time for this week's edition of the Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal as Dr. Kelly and Howard Cross take a look at the hip injury.
Hi, guys. I'm Howard Cross, former tight end of the New York Giants, and today I'm going to show you how to get fit like the Giants. Guys, for 13 years, I've played in the NFL, and the most important thing to me was to be healthy. If you're healthy, you're on the field, and part of that is fitness. But we're going to talk about body parts today and one specific thing, and to do that, I'm going to speak to my buddy, my friend, Dr. Brian Kelly. He's an orthopedic surgeon from the Hospital of Special Surgery, and his specialty is the hip. Doc, welcome.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm all right. My hips feel good.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the hips today and how important those are in athletics. Hip is usually in the groin. So a lot of times in young people, athletes, if you're getting a lot of hip flexor strains and groin pulls, you may have something going on in your hip joint itself, and you may not be generating the power that you need. Lee, you've been working with athletes for a long time and been focusing on their hips. Can you demonstrate some of these exercises using Howard?
Sure. Let's start with the chair squat. And the chair squat is great for total lower body strengthening, but also mobility. So it's going to work on the ankles, it's going to work on the knee, and it's also going to work on the hip. So what I'm going to ask you to do, Howard, is stand with, you know, your feet shoulder width apart, and then you're going to bring your hips back as if you're sitting in a chair, keeping a nice long spine. And come on up. Good.
The most important thing is good form. So you don't want to do it so you're fatiguing out. So if you're doing it two or three times a week as part of your warm-up, it's going to be probably sufficient.
That's this week's Sports Injury Journal, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giant rookies and go on the beat here on Giants Access Blue, the training camp report after this. We're back here on the final segment of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. We're going to take you on the beat with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, but first a look at the Giants' 2 7th round draft picks, running back Michael Cox and offensive lineman Eric Herman.
Michael Cox, running back, Michigan, UMass.
Michael Cox, 7B, young, tough runner, transferred from a major college to a lower division, tough inside with speed.
I say I'm more of a balanced running back. You know, I have power, you know, I have speed, I catch the ball. I'm just all around. That's it.
We really like Michael because he's just a raw talent. He's a big kid that's strong and fast. Didn't have tons of production because of their offense, but we feel like he has a lot of upside when he learns the pro system.
Goals, just to do my best, you know, have all the playbook, everything down, and just be able to contribute during the year.
Eric Herman, Ohio University, guard.
Eric Herman, offensive guard from Ohio University. Eric's a nasty, mean, tough guy. He's a mauler inside, what we like to call a mauler. So we look for Eric to step in and compete for a backup guard spot right now.
You know, I love run blocking. You know, it's been kind of my bread and butter ever since I've been playing. Just the style of football player that I am, you know, the run blocking is definitely most fun for me.
Eric Herman, a big, tough, hard-nosed guard. Reminds us of Richie Seibert a little bit. In-your-face guy. We think he can give us some depth in our O-line for a long time.
It's been an awesome experience, you know, working hard and kind of having that brand on your shoulder, that shield on your chest. It's a different lifestyle, but, you know, the transition's been pretty good for me.
Safety is an interesting position. At this point last year, I wouldn't have said to you, Stevie Brown's going to be here for the long haul, and he's going to be a good player. Well, Stevie Brown is back after an 8-interception season in his debut year for the Giants. It was really a remarkable year. First of all, the 8 interceptions was incredible, and the fact that this guy averaged an incredible amount of yards when he did intercept the ball. He was a real revelation, and that's why the Giants re-signed him. Antrell Roll is back, of course, and the Giants need Antrell Roll to play safety and not to play nickel corner, which he's forced to do too often. As a free safety, he can be a pro bowler. He has been a pro bowler. As a nickel cornerback, it's not his natural position. He's good, but he's not great. So if the Giants can keep him at his safety position, they'll be much better. The guy to watch, I think, Ryan Mundy. He's from the Steelers. He's a good special teams player. He's going to probably be on every special teams spot that they need. He is an interesting player. I think he's going to have a chance to be the third safety. Giants and Perryfield likes to play three safeties, so I think they should have enough, even though Kenny Phillips is no longer here.
That wraps it up for this week's show here from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. If you plan on coming out to Giants training camp, make sure you go to Giants.com for the latest schedule. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue Training Camp Report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. We'll see you next Saturday night right here on My9. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants.